escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Good morning, folks. July the 3rd, the beginning of the July 4th celebration weekend. Every day this week, I open the show with a reminder, be careful. Be careful on the highway. Don't go anywhere that you get, you know, in a quick fashion. Have a little patience. There's going to be some folks out there that will be drinking and driving. We know this. We know this every year. And I pray every year that we get through the 4th of July weekend without anybody getting seriously hurt. But it all starts with us. Just slow down a little bit. Make sure you're checking those rearview mirrors. People were speeding. I was on the interstate yesterday. I mean, I felt like I was at the Indianapolis 500. I don't know where everybody was going because the traffic was pretty stiff, but they seemed to believe that they were going to get somewhere faster than everyone else. And this is how it happens. We had a 18-wheeler, I think, turn over this morning at I-10 West at Morrison. Just be careful. We don't want anyone hurt. We are joined by Chief Ann Kirkpatrick, the superintendent for NOPD. She joins us. Chief, welcome to the show.
Hi, Sheriff. Thanks for having me.
Thank you for joining us. I don't know if you want to add anything to what I just said about just being mindful of your surroundings. You know, be careful out there. It gets a little crazy sometimes in the heat of the summer.
Yeah, y'all just get a designated driver or plan to stay at a hotel. Do something, but just don't get behind the wheel of a car. It's not worth it. So we want you to have a good time. But thank you for those are excellent reminders. Appreciate it, Sheriff.
Absolutely. Chief, a lot of citizen satisfaction surveys have come out over the last 30 days, I think since the last time you and I spoke. Your organization, the highest of all in the city, what does that mean to you? What does it mean for the men and women of the NOPD?
Well, it certainly is a reflection on every man and woman who works in this agency. They're getting to see some of the fruit of truly hard work, not only in their practices, but in how they police, not that they police. And I'm just really proud of them. So I appreciated that. And we're just going to dig in and do better and better and better.
You know, it's been a long time since an 84% majority of folks count their own neighborhoods as being safe. I mean, that's a true reflection. They know what goes on in their neighborhood better than anyone, right? They know what fits, what doesn't. It's really nice when you see numbers that high.
Well, of all of the statistics that were shared with us, that to me was the most important, is the most telling. And so it was very, very high.
Yes, and I was never one that talked about morale much in the organization. Yeah. I think it's a very fluid thing. But when you have this positive affirmation where the public is believing in what you're doing and how you're doing, it can only lead to creating, I think, more momentum and more positive outcomes.
Well, you're correct about that. You know, morale is an individual thing, but collectively, if people share the same either high morale or low morale, then that's an indication, probably pointing back to leadership, and that would be pointing back to me and the health of an organization. So when organizations are feeling good about themselves and feeling healthy and in appreciating where they're working and feel valued, that translates into good morale. It's really no different than if you have a happy home and your kids go out to be in the community, they're going to reflect a happy, kind of healthy relationships outside of just their home.
I think back every time we start the summer as sheriff, there were 4 weeks of the year that I really never did like much. That was the first 2 weeks of summer and the last 2 weeks of summer. You know, and I know that Joe LoPinto would agree with me, and I'm sure you do as well. There were several shootings around the city in that first 2 weeks of summer and throughout the metropolitan area, I might add. So things seem to be pretty consistent with that first two, last two.
It's absolutely true. And I think that you could ask any chief and any sheriff in this country, and they would all share the same insight. There's something about cycles or something about heat. I think we can anecdotally prove that when you're hot and you don't have a lot of resources, your emotions get more oppressed and tense. And that's why you'll see more violence in so many ways.
Yes. And are y'all seeing any trends that are causing you any concern at the present time?
You know, I watch our stats every single day, and they are indicators. I think right now we still have pretty much a going down generally on our violent crime. The biggest trend that seems to be a big negative is shoplifting. And I know that that doesn't involve the loss of life or injury to a person, but it's still injurious to our community. Business owners, they may have to close their stores if shoplifting is to such a degree that they lose their ability to maintain the business. So the trend that is a negative one is shoplifting. Keeps seeming to go up and up and up. Are other trends, all of the indicators are pointing downward.
And shoplifting is a tough one to deal with because you need the cooperation of the store owners and others, many of whom, you know, in my experience, were reluctant to really assist in many ways. And my feeling always was once it gets away from you at a particular location, it's hard to win it back, right?
That's correct. Those are sometimes policy decisions by a corporate office, because even though we think of a shoplifting as being de minimis in many ways, they can turn on a dime and become violent. And we've seen a couple of those events just this year where we're trying to stop somebody for shoplifting and it turns and it can become violent. So this is also true when you were policing as a sheriff. Remember people breaking into the cars and just stealing stuff out of your car. But nowadays, people who do that carry guns. And so those are the trends that it's not just such a simple property crime anymore. They can turn into violence very, very quickly.
And we know that for certain because we're reviewing video from the Ring camera of most everybody that has one now, and you see him pulling the door handles, carrying a gun in the other hand.
Correct. And so property crimes have blended into being the potential for violent crime against a person. And that is what kind of circling back to the policy issues that many of the corporations have for the major chains. They don't want their employees trying to intervene. And so because of the potential for that, so yes, then it kind of perpetuates people going back and shoplifting there. And it's just that's why we're working on it. Actually, we have decreased the percentage, although it still goes up. It's not going up the same rate because we're not turning a blind eye to it either.
Yeah. You know, when you see also when the economy may be a little bit distressed seasonally, we always know that in the city, in the metro area, it's a little distressed because we rely on tourism dollars to keep us alive.
Yeah.
You see that increase a little, and you start seeing people selling all kinds of stuff on the internet and everything else. You have to scratch your head and wonder, where's all this product coming from? We pretty much know where it's coming from, right?
Yeah, exactly. But New Orleans really has to rely on a tourist industry. But I think one of our goals and one of our visions and missions here at NOPD is to turn the city around to such a degree that we become known as one of the safer major cities in the country. And that will drive outside industries to come back here, because New Orleans, as an outsider coming in, I see New Orleans as a developer's dreamland. I mean, there is so much opportunity here for entrepreneurs and major industry. But so I feel that one of our, and I don't feel it, is one of my actual drivers is to for us to turn our city around and develop that new reputation in order to drive industry. Then you're not always just relying solely on tourist dollars.
And your observation, I think, is spot on, because public safety definitely drives momentum in almost
sure.
every other silo of the business economy, right?
Sure. So more visitors will come, more tourists will come. And, one of my dreams, and it is truly a vision, but if truly we turn the city around and we're moving in the reality of that, take all those people who left New Orleans, even after Katrina, 100,000 population, 150,000 population, to drive that population to come back. A lot of people want to always return to their homeland, their home base. I mean, there is something about your home, and New Orleans is unique. And I know that the people who have left New Orleans would probably love to come back. And so I think our police department plays a great role in establishing that kind of safety so that people can come home.
Let's pivot real quick. I follow the Metropolitan Crime Commission reporting on arrests and alike, and it seems as though the NOPD continues to succeed in clearance rates and improving there. That has always historically been a challenge for the NOPD.
Yeah.
In the 2000s, in the early 2000s, and certainly after Katrina. It's really nice, and I'm sure you feel the same way, where you read these dailies where everyone's connecting the dots, we're following the evidence, we're making the arrest in a short period of time, and, getting these impact players off the street.
Yeah, we really focus on impact players. In other words, we focus on those people we actually know they are creating the most harm. And so we focus on them to interrupt that. We are moving to a new stage of our strategy to try to not only interrupt it, but to provide services to these people that would break the cycle of their decision for violence. And so with wraparound services, and so holistically approaching that. A big part of crime prevention, if you will, is the ability to clear and make arrest on those who do cause that harm. So the clearance rate matters. If people know that our clearance rate, meaning for every 10 people, 9 of you are going to be caught and fully go through the system. That's a clearance rate. That's what we mean by the clearance rate. If only 2 out of 10 are caught, that's a low clearance rate. So the higher the clearance rate, the more impact you have in driving your crime down.
Yeah, no doubt. And that's the quickest way. And I don't know, I used to have, I administered the jail in my role as sheriff. You don't have the control. There's a lot going on there, not that I want to unwrap that now. Other than the chief concern that we're always pushing up against being at the max that the facility can hold, and we're not getting the throughput, we're not moving enough cases through the system.
Correct.
How much of a concern is that for you?
I think that we have lived now the impact of what happened. What are the potentials? So we've had one of the largest jailbreaks in our country. And so also when low staffing is a factor, you have that many prisoners who are in your system that should have been moved out. That's why it's a system. Everybody's got to play its role. And so it just backs up on you. And that is what has happened. So these prisoners, some of them should have actually been out of Orleans Parish Jail, out of the Parish Prison. They should have already been moved out. But that is all a breakdown of systems.
Yeah. You know, the big concern is when your guys and ladies are making great cases and being able to incapacitate the impact players,
yeah,
and we go to right. roll them into jail, and there's no space.
That also happens because for our broader audience who's listening, let me kind of just succinctly state. So let's say the police department arrests somebody. We turn them over to the sheriff's office. So they go into the jail system at this point, and the police department, so for instance, I don't run the jail, as you know and understand, but the broader audience doesn't always understand that. So it goes under the sheriff's system, and then that system, you have the district attorneys who are going to prosecute, and then if they're convicted, they move into a state system. So you have all these big players. So the states run the prisons. And so those systems have to be working together and not have a breakdown. And so the breakdown seems to be where the jail has prisoners who are already processed and convicted, and they need to move into the state side now. So that's why we all got to be working together. And, yep. and we don't have a lot of time to point fingers. We have time to work and fix the system.
Well, you know, the irony here is as your organization becomes more effective and efficient, and one way yeah. you judge that by are these clearance rates that we just talked about, public confidence being another, it compels the other, two legs of the stool. They have to work right. harder because you're bringing more people to the game, and they have to be handled.
Yeah, we're all working. I mean, I can honestly say that we at NOPD do work well with the decision makers and the policy holders. So the district attorney is prosecuting our cases and getting good convictions, which is a statement that the quality of our arrest, the quality of our cases are good, and he is able, therefore, to get convictions because I'm not interested in arresting people for the sake of it, and now you're just out of jail again.
Right.
I mean,
yeah.
we're all about the accountability and correction of behavior, right? And yeah, so yeah. the DA and I work very well together, but then the system of the jail and the sheriff is working to make her corrections of the facility itself, as well as moving these people on. And I know there are staffing challenges that she's going to have to work out. Just like I have staffing challenges, but we have worked out our staffing challenges until we can add our numbers to our complement of officers.
Chief, I noticed we'll pivot again, Troop NOLA. I know that they had a target number of officers that they wanted to achieve, and it
yeah.
looks like they still have that top of mind. There was an article the other day that said that they will have some additional new incoming troopers to Troop NOLA.
Yeah.
That has to be music to your ears.
Well, you know, I think for any detractors or people who didn't think that the relationship would work, bringing in Troop NOLA, I think it's proven that we do work very well together in partnership, as we do with our other. We have Orleans Parish deputies out there with us. We have Troop NOLA. Troop NOLA is obviously the biggest player and partner. But until they can graduate more cadets out of their academy, that's why they haven't been able to seed Troop NOLA with more troops yet. So that graduation is going to occur. We're going to get more Troop NOLA officers and troopers down here. And we, too, we're improving our recruiting. And I hope you appreciate our billboards around the Pontchartrain Lake area. We've got about 30 recruiting billboards. And so, but I will not hire anyone and give them a gun just to fill a vacancy. You must be the best of the best. If you're not the best of the best, I appreciate you, but you're not going to be New Orleans police.
Absolutely. Chief, final thoughts?
Well, we have a great weekend coming up. We're going to celebrate the founding of our country. I think we live in a most amazing country, and for which I'm grateful I was born in. So I don't take it for granted. I want everybody, and we're going to have an incredible Essence Festival. We're going to have a couple hundred people coming in. We are very prepared for this event this weekend. We want everyone to have a great time. And so just don't set yourself up for engaging in any kind of risky behavior where you or others could be harmed, and let's all have a great time. But I appreciate you, Sheriff. I always appreciate you letting me talk to your audience.
Well, thank you, and we appreciate your time. We know that you're busy. We believe that it's very important that the audience hears from you, and we thank you for accommodating us on that
you
front.
You bet. Take care, friends.
We wish you the best this weekend, and have a happy 4th of July.
Okay.
Thank you, Chief. That is Chief Ann Kirkpatrick, Superintendent of the NOPD. We will be right back after the break. We'll visit with E.J. Antoni, Chief Economist. We'll be talking about a letter that was sent to the Securities and Exchange Commission Chairman Paul Atkins by Congresswoman Elise Stefanik about universities' finances that may be more precarious than what is publicly stated. Talk about that and other issues.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Welcome back, folks. We're joined by E.J. Antoni, the Chief Economist, and Richard Astor Fellow, Grover Herman Center for the Federal Budget. E.J., welcome to the show.
Well, thank you for having me.
So, E.J., there's this friction going on between the Trump administration and a number of universities, friction between Republican Congress members and these private universities as well, and most recently, Elise Stefanik writes a letter to the Securities and Exchange Commission Chairman Paul Atkins saying, we need to look at the university's finances because they may not be as valuable as what they are publicly stating because of the type of investments that are being held in this $53 billion endowment. And we know that they went out and issued some bonds, and I guess those are the dots that she's trying to connect. What do, for the benefit of our listening audience, what does this all mean in the end?
Well, I mean, I think at the end of the day, the biggest takeaway is we shouldn't expect honesty in terms of finances from the same people who can't be honest about, you know, keeping women's spaces exclusively for women, about saying to men, no, you can't compete in sports with women. I mean, it's just absolute nonsense. As soon as you let in, I think, that kind of dishonesty and that kind of disconnect from reality, where you can't even determine what a woman is anymore, again, we shouldn't be surprised when these folks don't really have any kind of contact with reality when it comes to something as objective as finance and numbers. And what they're really doing here is something that's incredibly self-serving, where they're manipulating the way that you value these different assets in order to try to make their own position look better. At the end of the day, it's as simple as that. And again, it's a stark parallel, I think, to what they're doing in things like the whole discussion around men and women's sports, where they are trying to appeal to a certain group of people, the radical left, and so they are changing definitions of words and changing longstanding policies just to try to make themselves look better. In this case, it's in the eyes of a relatively small group of people.
Doesn't this eerily sound very familiar or similar to what the New York AG accused President Trump of doing relative to asset valuation?
I don't think so for a couple of reasons. The biggest of which is that in the case where they accused the president of a certain type of behavior, what they accused him of wasn't even technically illegal, which was very funny. But the other reason is the fact that even if the president had overvaluated certain real estate assets of his, the banks also overestimated it. In other words, everyone involved in that transaction came to the same conclusion. And so it's difficult to say one party was defrauding the other when they both agreed to the value of something. Now, you may argue whether or not that's the right value or the wrong value to assign to a building or to a piece of land or to both. But at the end of the day, when everybody agrees on it, who exactly has been defrauded, especially when the loan was repaid?
Yeah. Well, and in the larger sense, I was just talking about, you know, here we go again as it relates to valuations. But the interesting thing here is they know that a lot of this cannot support the valuations that they're carrying on their books because they've already transferred some of these assets, at about an 11% discount, and what they're seeing in the market right now is that for some of these funds that they own, which are venture capital funds in the form of private equity, they're taking 25% haircuts on some of the prices of other assets that they're sold. So this whole thing is really overstated.
And it really parallels in a lot of ways the general mess that the Federal Reserve has created in the broader financial sector, where you're talking about a banking system right now that has hundreds of billions of dollars. This is not an exaggeration. Hundreds of billions of dollars in unrealized losses. In other words, they have assets on their books that are no longer worth their face value. They've declined in value. Now, for a lot of these assets, as long as they never have to sell them, they never have to realize that loss, and they'll continue generating revenue. That would be the case for a thing like a mortgage, for example. But the fact remains, there's an incredible amount of leverage and risk now built into our financial system, which was not there literally just a few years ago. So you know, it's not even something that's unique to this school, and it's not even something that's unique to school endowments more broadly. But in fact, this has kind of become a new systemic risk that we're seeing throughout the financial services industry.
The vast majority of their investments are those that fall in those categories that I mentioned before, and the fund managers are the ones that actually put the value statement or proposition on those assets, otherwise known as net asset value. Does the industry have something to fear by opening this kind of Pandora's box here? I mean, I know it's starting with universities, but how far can this go?
Oh, good question. I mean, I don't know if there really is a way to tell how far it can go. You know, how deep does the rabbit hole go, as the saying is. I think part of the problem here is that you're not necessarily, even though, again, there are systemic problems in terms of evaluating the value of financial assets today, that's not to say the malfeasance or the bad actors in one area have anything to do with the folks somewhere else. So I don't think it would be a case where, all right, we start investigating this particular university and all of a sudden we uncover some kind of grand conspiracy or, you know, any such nonsense like that. But rather, look, if you want to investigate these things on a case-by-case basis, I see no harm in doing so.
But, I mean, as it relates to the industry, you know, and these investment tools, if it's uncovered that, for the most part, across the they're overstated, it would seem to me that that would be a significant problem for this sector of the industry.
Well, it doesn't mean that anyone else is valuing those assets in the same way, right? If you could have essentially virtually identical assets on one institution's books as on another, but those institutions could have different valuations for those assets.
Right.
So the fact that one person is overvaluing something doesn't mean everybody else is at the same time. You know, it's not as if we have, for example, a stock trading floor where we can go and we can point to say, all right, this particular asset, let's say it's shares of ExxonMobil, this particular asset is currently trading at this price. Very oftentimes, these financial instruments or derivatives, whatever the case may be, do not have any such kind of pricing mechanism where it's easy for us to figure out precisely how much these things would sell for if we wanted to sell them today. And that's the kind of information you get when you look at a stock ticker. But again, that's not necessarily what you get for a lot of other financial assets. And that's why you have these different methods of estimating how much a particular asset is worth. And it's why it's so important that those estimation methods be accurate, because you don't want to be in a situation like this where you potentially have lots of unrealized losses on your books, where you think your assets are worth, let's say, $100 million, but if you went to sell them today, you would actually only get $80 million for them. You don't want to be in that kind of position, obviously.
Is that what falls under the category? You hear this often, talk about mark-to-market valuation.
Yeah, the mark-to-market is essentially saying, all right, this is what you could sell it for today. And when we look at the unrealized losses that we see throughout the banking sector, for example, that's where you're looking at, okay, these securities, if we were to sell them today, regardless of what we paid for them, regardless of the face value of these securities, if we were to actually sell them today, how would we price that? You mark to market. And again, that's where you run into a lot of this red ink. And you realize that, oh, my goodness, if we did have to sell these assets, we would lose our shirts.
Yeah. It's kind of interesting that we allow the individuals that are actually marketing these financial instruments to, you know, place the valuation, and we're allowed under the IRS rules to accept their valuations. That's kind of the fox watching the hen house, right? Because they're not independently valued.
Right. Now, the question is, where would you get an independent valuation from, though? Because sure. at the end of the day, everything is worth what its purchaser will pay for it. But what if there is mm-hmm. no purchaser today? Now you have instantly, no matter who it is, whether it's a government regulator or whether it's the person packaging the securities and a third party, whatever the case may be, you have instantly introduced a degree of subjectivity and therefore a yeah. certain amount of risk. Because if you don't have someone with cash in hand saying, I will buy that from you right now for this much money, as soon as you move away from that, you now are in, again, into that field of subjectivity and speculation.
Speculation, arbitrary. I'm in that circle, and in this 15 minutes with you, I haven't been able to get out. It's kind of interesting.
Well, it's not, you know, I do want to say, you know, when I say things like speculation, I do want to point out that is not a pejorative, right? I know people right. say yeah. like, oh, greedy speculators or evil speculators or
right,
whatever.
Right. No.
Look, you know, there's no such thing. I mean, every time a speculator makes money, there's another speculator who lost an equal amount of money on that trade. So, you know, this idea that somehow speculators drive up or drive down prices or do something else, or they cost the consumer money. Okay, there was another speculator somewhere else who saved the consumer just as much money. It's a wash at the end of the day. And you know, look, arbitrage exists for a reason. It's because someone is making a bet and someone else is taking the opposite side of that bet.
Yeah. Kind of interesting. I still don't know where the representative is attempting to go with this, and I guess it will continue to reveal itself. And if it's connected to the bonds that they issued, you know, and whether or not you had these assets that were stated in the portfolio or what, you know, I'm not exactly sure where she's going, but obviously she feels like she's got something to hang her hat on, right?
Oh, sure. And my guess is what they want to do is they want to make sure that these institutions are actually dotting their I's and crossing their T's and not engaging in any kind of, you know, blatant malfeasance, essentially, here, where they're doing something along the lines of saying, I know that this asset essentially is not worth this much, but on this form, I'm still going to write down that it's worth this much because it will allow me to further leverage this asset further than is safe. And, you know, look, the reason people use leverage is because it can be profitable. Of course, mm-hmm. leverage is also inherently risky. So what ends up happening here is that if that risk does not materialize, in other words, if the bet pays out for you, it will pay out more depending on how leveraged you are. And that's why they are essentially trying to get as leveraged as possible in these types of situations, because they think the bet is going to pay off. Of course, the bet doesn't always pay off, and that's where you get into things like the mortgage meltdown, the housing crisis, the global financial crisis, et cetera.
Yeah, no doubt, for sure. E.J. Antoni, thank you so much for joining us today, and have a great 4th of July weekend.
Oh, thank you. You too.
Thank you, sir. We'll be right back. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
And stay with us. There's a lot going on, folks, that we will be discussing in the next half hour that comes up. New Orleans owes $4 million to the jail mental health wing builder. We'll talk about that. We talked about it yesterday. The Columbia president, Claire Shipman, apologizes for texts where she, as a former board member, was criticizing a fellow board member who's Jewish, who was advocating on behalf of the Jewish students and how they were being treated, and said that, you know, at one point in time that she thought we needed an Arab on the board. We'll see where that goes. There's an FBI probe into alleged Chinese 2020 election interference that was shut down because it didn't align with the messaging of Director Christopher Wray. This is scary stuff when you talk about our democracy. Whose interests are we protecting? The head of the FBI's? Or we should be protecting the interests of the country? We'll talk about a number of those issues and would love to hear from you at 504-260-1870. Still waiting on the voting to start on the big, beautiful bill. Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries is at the mic. He's been at the mic for about 5 hours now. They're trying to delay the vote, and this is just on too long for sure. And I don't know what they actually think they're gaining by this. I guess they're getting some airtime out there trying to delay, I guess trying to see whether or not any of the members on the Republican side that they will lose, that has to go do something or whatever. I'm not exactly sure why we have to play these silly tactics. Let's vote on the bill, up or down, move on, and call it a day. Republicans seem to believe that they have the votes. Don't count those chickens until they hatch. Too many weird things that have gone on as it relates to this vote. So it's going to be interesting to see where this will ultimately play out relative to this bill. Obviously, the members want to get to the break, which starts here for 4th of July weekend. And as soon as Hakeem Jeffries steps away from the mic, we will let you know what is going on and what's happening. We'll be right back, folks. Stay with us. Folks, when we return after the top of the hour news break, we want to hear from you, 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. And we'll visit with Trip Rabelais, director of Lafreniere Park, talk about Uncle Sam Jam. And in the 12 o'clock hour, Raphael Goinecci, president of the Metropolitan Crime Commission.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.